Joining us now in the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner is Steve Weeks. He is the head boys cross country coach at Newton High School. Steve, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Got two meets in the books so far, Williamsburg and Grinnell. Let's talk about the first one. Williamsburg, that was last Tuesday, September 3rd. How did the team open up?
All right. Well, we opened up competition, as you said, at Williamsburg. It's one of those courses where the course is flat. It had great weather. It's just so early in the season. You're almost paying more attention to finishes, like from person to person within the team and between teams, than you are the actual time. Because the times are never what you want. If you look just at that first meet, it's kind of like a new school year. You lose a lot in the offseason. Even if you run a lot, like just being competitive, having that 5K routine down, we all kind of need a reset. So the times don't look super fantastic. So if you look there, it's probably nowhere near where people finished last season. But we as a team actually got together and looked at the past 4 years at that exact same race at Williamsburg, yeah, and kind of compared our finishes. We've had state qualifiers, the entire state team in there, and looking at the numbers, they're all pretty similar about like the highs and the lows about where people are at. So this is pretty standard on where we're supposed to be. Now, we don't want to be, you know, comfortable with that, because every year that's a wake-up call. It's a motivator. Hey, we got to get going. We've got to step it up. So we got to remind them, hey, this should be the wake-up call. Let's step it up. We're not where we want to be just yet. So we took fourth place because Mid Prairie was there. They were lights out, and both Williamsburg and Grinnell at the time were ranked. So we knew that we were wanting to maybe potentially knock off a ranked team, kind of surprise people to know that we've arrived, but we came just shy of that. So a bit of a bummer, but I mean, ranked teams are ranked teams for reasons, one way or another.
So did anybody stand out? Guys, oh, wow, that was pretty good time for being the first meet.
Well, Lance Zabel came in first for us, and I know he'd been putting a lot of work, so it was nice to see that. Javen, who's been towards the top of us last year, Cooper with his previous team, similar things that, like, I think they kind of had a wake-up call of, oh, wait, like, there's a lot of us up top, but I'm not the one that's there right now. And then that's a good transition into this week where we had Grinnell, where we almost had a complete shakeup of where everyone finished. So from week one to week two, it's nice to see where a lot of people were falling. We kind of had an idea of general where people would be because we've been doing time trials and other things, but it was nice to see Lance finish up top high at Williamsburg.
Was the course in Grinnell extremely different than the one in Williamsburg?
Different, yes, but they're both insanely flat. Luckily, Grinnell is more wide open, while Williamsburg has a lot more what we call like hairpin turns or hard 90-degree turns that are very tight, like around baseball fields, weaving between them in and out, so you wouldn't get too much time to stride out. While Grinnell, you could have a stretch that is easily quarter to half a mile straight away. So you had a long, long time to stride out, and then a nice, easy, curved turn. We never felt like there was a hard 90-degree turn that they had to do. So even though they're both very flat, the way that they run are shockingly very different. And of course, we saw that reflected on a lot of improved times in just a single week.
Were there some pretty good teams there to push the Newton athletes?
Well, get this. We saw once again Williamsburg and Grinnell. And next week, when we go to Oskaloosa, we get to see Grinnell and Williamsburg. So it is awesome that we get to stack with these teams. Both historically are fantastic running programs. Williamsburg just moved up from 2A to 3A. You wouldn't notice it because they're right up there at the top all over again. Grinnell, I know, has had some off years here and there, as a lot of small schools do. But their coach, Casey McDermott, former Newton grad, she's a fantastic runner and a fantastic coach. So she's doing great stuff over there. It should be to no one's surprise that Grinnell is turning the corner. We got to see those same teams. We came in third. We did knock off Williamsburg this week, but then we got to meet Knoxville, who did beat us by 4 points. So they're ranked 17th in the state, and they only got us by 4 points. A couple people passed one runner. All of a sudden, it's a completely different race. So it's nice to know that we're running right up there. Williamsburg, I'm pretty sure, was missing their top runner, so that can really drop a lot of points. But even if you subtract their number five score, put in someone who finished first place, readjusted the score, we are actually still neck and neck with Williamsburg if they had someone who had finished in first place in turn. So I would like to think at full strength, we would still run pretty well with them.
Okay. And that'll be at Edmondson Park in Oskaloosa. That's next Tuesday, I believe, or next
Correct.
Week.
Yep.
But in between there, you got a little road trip going
yes.
to St. Louis. And I understand that the runners have been at this course before, the Forest Park Cross Country Festival.
Yes. So this week, we've got a rare three meets in a single week, but luckily the way we have it divided, no one runs more than two because we kind of divide up JV and varsity. I'm liking a lot of improvement that the JV guys are showing. A few of ones that I've been really proud of lately. Emerson Cook has one that's been dropping a lot of times at the top of JV. We've been having some people moving around, but seniors, Kerry Sanger has been looking solid. We see Talon Curry making improvement. So JV's doing great stuff. Varsity traveling to St. Louis on Saturday is kind of an exciting marquee thing that we do. Cross country has never been accused of being the most fascinating sport to watch. Like, people don't usually phone in, hey, did you catch in Monday night 5K? Like, no one does that. So we got to do something that kind of helps promote our program. And an out-of-state meet is actually something that the state approves, because a lot of other programs, you have to get a special waiver for like volleyball to travel to play out of state. And do you count that as an official season? Is that an exhibition? Cross country, we get to count this as our times. This is a competitive meet. Several years ago, Coach Tipton and I took it upon ourselves to say, hey, let's make this a regular thing. Up in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, University of Minnesota puts on the GRIAC. We went to that for several years. We had a scheduling issue pop up one year, and Coach Tipton was able to point out, hey, there's this one that's down at Forest Park in St. Louis, Missouri. Let's give that a go. So we looked into it, went into it, and absolutely fell in love with it. It's a fantastic place. Forest Park, for no one who's been there, is basically like the Central Park of St. Louis. It's their old World's Fair location. They had races for the Olympics there at turn of the century or early 20th century. It's a beautiful place to be, and a lot of competitive places from not just Missouri, but you see teams, other ones from Iowa. We see some from Nebraska, Dakotas. I think I even saw one from Oklahoma. We'll be visiting there. So there's a lot there. And it's great. We love the setup. We love to have our team dinner the night before at a local St. Louis restaurant. Just good team bonding. And I know from personal experience, having these out-of-state overnight trips are really the things that become like the stuff of legend you kind of remember. Thought that's what we want cross country to be. It's not just, hey, I'm going to go run till I vomit, because no one does the sport for the running. I even have to like remind my own daughters that sometimes, where my youngest might hesitate. It's like, Dad, I don't know if cross country is for me. I'm like, oh, believe you me, a lot of my runners remind me that running's not for them either, but they do cross country for the teammates. They do it for the experiences. The running's just another factor. And before you know it, because they're having fun and because they're running for each other, you see these times. You see state qualification. Suddenly, running's not so bad. But to tell a teenager that's why they're doing this, that's kind of a tall order.
It's a hard sell.
It is a hard sell. So our out-of-state trip definitely becomes a recruiting thing that kind of lets people know, like, this is a cool sport and we can do a lot of fun things.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate you spending some time with us, and best of luck on the rest of the season. Hope you have a safe and enjoyable trip to St. Louis, and looking forward to hear how you do once you get back.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. Go Cards.
That was Newton High School cross country coach Steve Weeks on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.